This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And, you know, head up to the website. Really, I don't do this enough, and some of the people I work with are irritated with me, but it's, look at, if you've been listening for any length of time, you know, just go up to the website, right? I want your name. I do a weekly email blast. I want you to read the articles. There's a whole bunch of stuff I'd like you to do so that people, you know, tell people about the stories we have. You know, when you read an article, you like it, you don't like it, let us know. I'm always curious as to what you think about some of the topics we cover, some of the topics that we deal with. And the same thing with the email address. Okay, if you give me your email address every week, I can let you know the topics we're going to be discussing, the things we're going to be going over. You know, this week, 3 days, 2 days for sure, probably three, 2 days for sure, we'll be at CPAC, and we'll be there. And I'm trying to get some really good interviews. It's kind of hard to do sometimes because, you know, all the biggies are there, Hannity and the rest of them, and they're the ones that actually get the cream of the crop, if you would. You know, these guys could spend an hour on Radio Row talking to everybody. That's how many of us there are there. But I get a kick out of it too because I get to meet people that I wouldn't meet under normal circumstances. So it's nice as well. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be part of the conversation, I do appreciate what you guys do with me, for me, you know, in being involved. I gave my listeners kudos earlier for something. Whether you believe it or not, I'm very appreciative of the way you guys handled it. And the reason I say that is there was a father, and it made me nuts, okay? There was a father who had a picture of his daughter on his cell phone. He lost his daughter in the shooting last week. I'm talking about the tolerant left here, right? So he lost his daughter in the shooting last week. So he holds up a picture on his little cell phone. And, you know, kind of pray for me kind of thing. Pray for the family. We're going through the loss of this. And he's got a Trump 2020 t-shirt on. All right? And what do you think? Seriously, think about something. What do you think was said about him? What do you think went on, you know, in that wonderful liberal left world where they say they're the big tent group, they love everybody, they want to be accepting of everybody, except if you don't agree exactly with what they think. And the hateful things. You got, you know, what you deserved because you voted for him. Think about that. You got what you deserved because you voted for him. You know, too bad you voted for a do-nothing president. Too bad you voted for a president that, you know, sexually assaulted women. I love the hypocrisy behind what they were printing. And not even this farce that they call love Trump's hate. apparently they don't know what love Trump's hate. Now, I get a little religious on you. You want to talk about love Trumping hate? Let's talk about Jesus Christ. Let's talk about when he was on the cross and after they beat him and they did all these things to him. He said, forgive them, right? Think about the enemies that he had and how he forgave his enemies around him. These people have no clue as to what love Trump hates really means. They just don't. They think they do, but they don't. And then they want to blame the Republicans because we kept gun control from happening. Under Reagan, we had 11 mass shootings. Under Bush the senior, we had 12. Under Clinton, we doubled that number. We had 23. Bush the junior was able to push that down a bit to 16. And under Mr. Oblamo, 162 mass shootings. But apparently, don't they have the formula? And if it was that bad, think about this. If it was that bad, why didn't the Dems take care of this in their first 2 years? Why? I'm just curious. I'm trying to understand the logic because they keep telling me how smart they are. They keep telling me how they have things together. They keep telling me how they don't really need my help. And we're far off. If we're off, then you have to be on. What are you doing to prove you're on? Because those numbers show that you're not even close to on. You had total control. I mean, you truly, unlike us, who doesn't really truly have it, but the Dems truly had control of the Senate, the House, and the presidency. They didn't need us for anything. And then the FBI, I mean, look, I know there's a lot of, I have family members with the FBI, so I know there's a lot of good things that the FBI do. There's a lot of stuff that we don't know that they do that are good. But you think about this, 2018, this fella, Nicholas Cruz, ignored repeated warnings about him. In 2017, that New Mexican shooter, William Atkinson, right? He was interviewed by the FBI that year, found to be no problem. But people turned him in because there was a problem. In 2016, the Florida nightclub shooter, Omar Mateen, was interviewed twice by the FBI. He was on the watch list. He was, let's keep an eye on this guy. Nothing. In 2013, the Boston Bombers, right? Tamarine, whatever their name is. They were interviewed by the FBI. And the Russians also warned us. Oh, my God. The Russians warned us about it. What do we do? Nothing. If we're not going to do anything, you can't keep blaming the gun. I'm Joe Massey, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. And if you could dance to this, you're good. I'd have to have an ambulance outside with oxygen tanks. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And up to the website, give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I don't inundate you. I don't, you know, some guys send them out three times a day. I send them out once. And I do appreciate the time you're with me. So, here's the deal. Somebody brought up a good point before I get on with this in the Facebook feed. And it happens all the time. And I'm always screaming about government being local, right? Everything is local. It really is. You know, we start local. We start running local, or, you know I'm on a school board. And I tell people all the time, the sad part, the hard part, the bad part is we are an 85%, if not more, rubber stamp board. We all are. Basically, what we do is the state pushes mandates down on us, and we stamp it that we've done it. We certify that we've done what the law says. We've, you know, been through it. We made it happen, and here you go. Here's proof. That's it. And as far as, you know, keeping our kids safe, whether it's local, county, I mean, because we have, in California, we have county schools, we have local schools, that kind of stuff. The schools are open, the districts are open to do what they want to do. Now, it's funny because somebody was beating up, not tonight, but earlier, somebody was beating up how vulnerable our schools are where I'm at. So I kind of took on a Trump attitude with it. I'm not going to sit there and tell you everything we do, right? Why tip your hand if anybody's looking to do something nasty to the schools? I'm not going to tell you what we're doing to keep your kids safe. You want to come in and sit with a principal, and the principal can tell you what's done? My district happens to do active shooter drills every year at several of the schools, so they can hear and understand and feel and know what it's like to be in that situation. Okay? The teachers are trained on what to do. We have what's referred to as resource officers. That is sheriffs with guns on and off campuses. No, they're not there 24/7. But they truly are a couple of minutes away. If we had more money, I'm sure we'd put more money on it. But our county leadership, the LA County Board of Supervisors, there's only one that's against it that I know of, truly, honestly against it. They want to pull these sheriffs off of our campuses. Because the way they see it is certain children from certain groups may see an officer and be afraid. It may be something that they can't deal with. So, see, I have to allow all the other kids to be in harm's way because I might have a small group of kids that will feel unsafe or won't feel good with a policeman with a gun on campus. And the funny thing about it, if these people would get off their keisters and show up at some of these schools, there is a big difference from school to school to school. There's big differences from city to city. That's why it's called a representative government, because we're not all the same. We don't all work the same. And forgive me, some of you are going to take this the wrong way no matter how I say it. But how you deal with schools in East L.A., where you have a very high illegal immigrant population who don't speak English, you have to deal with them much different than when you go to certain areas that are majority white, majority Caucasian or whatever, mostly legal students, okay? You're going to deal with that situation differently. You cannot deal with all of them the same. And anybody who says you can is a hypocrite, because if that's the case, then why don't we deal with education the same across the board? We don't. We change it in different areas for different demographics. We change in California. We change discipline for different demographics. So don't give me that garbage where we're all the same, we're all equal. No, we're not. And we don't treat it that way. They think because they say it, it's true, and it's not. Our schools are gated. They have fences around them. You know, I love these people say that we don't want armed security people. We don't want them to feel like they're at a compound. I'm sorry. The gates don't make them feel that way? Are we serious? I mean, you're hypocrites at the highest order. And then the other thing is, they talk about, you know, with a lockdown, the parents should be notified immediately so they can come and get their kids. No! No, 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 no. That's what we need, is a bunch of parents running around like a bunch of fools on a campus when you could have an active shooter, right? That's going to help. Let the professionals handle it. The school district I'm in has, you know, they have FBI and sheriff consultants that help deal with. I'm trying to do it without giving away too much, but basically they help us be prepared and work through all these things. Because you can't look. You cannot prepare 100% for an FBI boondoggle. You can't. You don't know. We're forced to let certain people on our campus. By law, we don't know. We don't know what their backgrounds are because we can't check. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we're talking about the FBI boondoggle. We were talking about it in the last segment. And how many times has the FBI warned, and it still went on to bring on a mass shooting? You know, this week I made a joke this weekend. Where was it? In China or Japan? Where there were a boatload of people killed by knives and another 130 wounded. So now what? We're going to take away knives? We'll use forks. Well, we'll find somebody until somebody finds a way to use a fork to kill someone, right? Look, it's a societal thing. We have gone so long and allowed society to do whatever they want to do. You guys on the left, it's mostly from the left. Because you guys on the hard left, all you want to talk about is, you know, free love, sex, rock and roll, all that garbage. You want no boundaries. You want no foundational teachings. None. Absolutely none. We can't talk about a higher power. You can't talk about God. Life revolves around your child in most cases. One woman on Facebook is going, so you want to blame the parents? Yes. Yes, I want to blame the parents. Now, there are parents that try hard, and maybe because of outside influences, their kids turn out a little differently than they hope. But the majority of parents, on a regular basis, pretty much ignore their kids. Throw them an iPad. Give them an iPhone. Give them some money. Buy them a nice car. Don't really find out what they're doing. Fight the teacher at school when the teacher tries to help you out. Not my kid, right? You know parents like that. I bring people on this show that are experts in the field of psychology and talk about how brains atrophy using iPhones, and what do I get from some of those lunatics? She's wrong. I'm Joe, the senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know what? I just so much appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know it doesn't always seem that way, but seriously, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and texting me and tweeting me and just sending me messages, what have you. And I do, you know what, just don't get all crazy on me when I don't respond right away. I know it's hard for you to understand. I know you think like, I can do all things. I can do some things, but I cannot read and speak at the same time. It's very hard for me to do. I'm working on it, but it's still very hard for me to do. All right. So what set me off for this hour was that joke of a term that the Dems use that says, love trumps hate. I want you to look at it. I told you, I was very, 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 very proud of my listeners who went over on our Facebook page, and it was a picture of a father that he has a T-shirt on, says Trump 2020, and he has a picture of his daughter on a little cell phone, and it was, I lost my daughter in the shooting. Kind of thing. So the left right away starts jumping and saying, yeah, you got what you deserve. You voted for Trump, blah, 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 all this other stuff. Well, guess what? Here's the deal. His daughter would be alive today, you loons, if all you Dems who've been trying to pass gun law back when you had total control, why'd you do it then? Why didn't you do it then? Right, the way you wanted it, that is. Because gun control for us is different than it is for you. Gun, just like... Anyway, I've been through this a million times. But these same loons have a love fest with the FBI. They're a wonderful organization. They don't do anything wrong. They're on top of everything, except when it comes to mass shooters. They can't seem to get that one right. Okay? And the two biggest jumps in mass shootings were under Clinton and under Obama. Okay, these were the guys that stopped all this stuff that you're not allowed to do anymore. Stop and frisk, ask people questions. Oh my God, you don't want to ask anybody a question. A guy with the last name of Cruz, oh, that would have been profiling. Couldn't do that, could you? And then Omar Mateen, we don't want to get too tough on him, because you know what that means, right? And then the Boston bombers, oh, we don't be too tough on them, especially when the Russians told us they had a propensity to do this. No. We don't want to touch that one either. Right? Remember 2015, that Charlton shooter, Dylan Roof? He was allowed to purchase his gun because of the errors by an FBI agent. Okay? I mean, you see where this is going? And the big one, the one that's just totally amazing to me under the Obama administration, was the Fort Hood shooter, Nadel Hassan, right? Because his last name is Hassan. We can't say anything because that was bad. That was nasty. It would look like we were profiling. Right? The FBI knew him would be dangerous. They knew that they had trouble with him. And you know what they did? No, I should say, what they didn't do is notify the Army. They didn't tell the Army. So this stuff doesn't get fixed until it gets fixed. This stuff doesn't get fixed until the FBI decides to get out and, you know, just stop chasing down ghosts and maybe actually do the job that you're supposed to be doing. Now, again, with all due respect to the FBI, right, they do. There are so many things that they do that we will never know about. Okay? Never. But we shouldn't know about it. I'm okay with not knowing about it. I'm okay with not knowing how they brought somebody down, what technology they used. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, back to what I was talking about before. I don't know if I have time to pull this off. You know, when you get down to... did any of you see Ben Watson on, I don't know, some show on Fox today? And he came out with a tweet. I wish, you know, I do this to myself because I get excited. I start looking all over the place and I blow it. But Ben apparently tweeted something out. Ben Watson, that is. Oh, you know where it is? It's on my Facebook page. And he talked about, some of you who don't, see, I didn't know this because I'm not a big football freak. I'm not a big sports freak, period. Right, honey? Doesn't make me any money. I can't get excited about a guy running around chasing a dead pigskin, and it doesn't put a nickel in my pocket. This doesn't do anything for me.
You're not betting on the right team.
And what?
You're not betting on the right team.
I don't want to know. But I guess he goes under the name of, obviously, Benjamin Watson. And he wrote a piece that he posted up on his Facebook page, which I am 300% in agreement with, and I already posted it on Facebook. You have to go looking for it on my Facebook page. And he says, a horrific attack this week that took the lives of 17 Americans is sickening. Across this land, these images grip our hearts as we burn the midnight oil, asking why and searching for the correct action to combat such evil. Now, some of you know, I've been talking about this for weeks, long before the shooting. When we have something go wrong in this country, I keep saying this because we don't believe in evil anymore. We don't hold God up in highest. There is nobody higher than ourselves anymore. And for some of you, there's nobody higher than your child. The world revolves around your son and daughter. They can do no wrong. No matter what they do, they can do no wrong. He says, over this week, we have all been driven to our knees as countless voices invoke prayer. He said, I'm haunted by the fact that this very exercise is forbidden in this school. Ooh. Right. Thousands of schools don't allow prayers. Right? I asked myself, he says, if God, or if he is God in crisis, is he not also God in peace? Some of you guys on the left say, where's your God now? I don't even know why you do that. You won't let him in. You won't let him work. You won't let him do anything. You won't acknowledge him. You don't believe in him. Then you use his name. What are you? You really are sick. You know, I'm waiting. Somebody sent me the link because maybe I missed it. I'm waiting for Jory Behar to call Oprah Winfrey mentally ill. That's right. You heard her. She's waiting for God to tell her. She wasn't joking. He said, God hasn't told me. If God wants me to run for president, I'm sure he's going to tell me. Now, if she comes out and says, God told me to run for president, I would hope The View will take her to task and tell us not to vote for her because she's mentally ill. But they don't work that way. The hard left doesn't work that way. It's not the kind of the quality they're talking about. If he's worthy of our desperate cries and distress, is he not worthy for us to seek him and submit our lives to him on a day-to-day basis? See, I'm right on with this guy. This is why I'm enjoying this. Benjamin says, God is not a cosmic vending machine to be used at our disposal, only when a problem or pain is greater than our ability to control it. And while because of his love and mercy, he's compelled to hear our pleas. Right? So you're forcing him out of the public arena. You're forcing him out of every kind of public involvement. And then you want to utter his name when the crap hits the fan. If I was him, I'd be rolling around laughing at you. But I don't exist. You must be sick, mentally ill, calling out to somebody who doesn't exist. Benjamin goes on to say, in times like this, we loudly reiterate the charge to each other. We want to respect life, yet we sanction the disintegration of our family bonds, the murder of our unborn children, and the excessive incarceration of young men. Even now, the climate in this country is tense and toxic, with the accusations and conspiracy reaching the highest levels of our government. Insults without condition. They're thrown all over the place. Right? Nobody knows who creates them or when they come up. Nobody cares. The strife and the nasties and the vengeance among the populace, instead of staunch, fundamental, yet respectful disagreement with each other, we hate. We make fun of. We call out names of the other side. Right? We have qualms about expressing just the most descriptive and vile ways. I chalked it up to social media. We come back, we'll talk more about Benjamin Watson after this. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I do. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, whether it's on the air, you know, making comments, just simply listening. I do appreciate it. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Give me your email address. I want to be able to send you information. I don't send you something every day, I promise. You can buy my book. You can buy the coffee cup. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, we're reading and working through Benjamin Watson's post. Apparently, he's a famous football player, a good one too. I'm not into this stuff, so I don't know. But he's saying what I've been saying on this show for quite some time. You wonder why these kids go off the deep end, why they have to take more medication than ever before. You know, when I bring on the experts, I brought on, you know, psychology experts. And you Facebook freaks, some of you, who think you're an expert at everything, you find an article from the Huffington Post and now you've been well informed. You always like to push back on me because you hate me so much. You hate people like me so much. You can't receive anything. There are so many more studies now about the damage that iPads and iPhones and having your kids, you know, not interacting with them and having them do everything electronically. How bad they may learn their ABCs faster, and they may learn how to add faster, but they can't relate to other people. They can't deal with frustration. They can't deal with defeat. Can't learn that on an iPad. And then on top of that, you give them, there are no sureties in their life. You know, mom and dad are being divorced they live it high on the hog. I saw it happen in my neighborhood where I saw people whose kids had iPhones, kids had expensive sneakers and shoes. They're driving around in expensive cars. The crap hits the fan. All of a sudden, the boat goes, the RV goes. They're hiding the van because they don't want it repossessed. And many kids ended up homeless because they didn't want to leave the area. And their parents left and left their kids here. So, no, it's wrong. What we're doing to our children is wrong. They should face adversity when they're young, when they're with you, when you cannot do it for them to help them work through it. No, I have no degree. But the difference between me and a lot of you is I'm willing to listen to the experts. And not just one. I want to hear a couple of them talk about it. I want to hear them talk about how the brain atrophies, especially the young people, how their brains are atrophying because they're not using them. They don't teach them how to push through. They don't teach them how to work through problems. More and more and more of you who decided to have parents for whatever reason shove an iPad in front of their faces that when they're 5 and 6 and 7 years old. Not good. Not healthy. I never did. You know what? I wasn't the best parent in the world, but I never did new fads with the kids, especially stuff like that. What were those things that they had? Spinners? Fidget spinners, right? The parents thought that this was a godsend. Finally, somebody figured out how to keep their kids from fidgeting. It's a toy. All it was a toy. And there were doctor after doctor after doctor that came out and said, don't do this. This doesn't do anything for your child. All it does is distract him from doing the right thing. Paying attention. I'm so tired of hearing parent after parent after parent says, well, my kid doesn't learn that way. My kid can't sit still. My kid can't. My kid can't. Yeah, we have to make changes to how we do education, if you would. How we teach. We're still using something from 100 years ago, the way we taught. We need to make some changes. But at some point in time, your child has to learn some discipline, has to learn how to sit still to take a test, has to learn how to focus on what they're doing. And not need a fidget spinner to help. Not need noise on in the background. Not need an iPhone to help amuse them. How about they learn how to be in their own head? I used to say that to my kids. You don't need A, B, and C. You need to learn how to be in your own head. How to deal with yourself. I used to watch those kids walk into school for 2 miles or a mile or whatever. They got the headsets in. Or I'd be near the kids with those earbuds in. And you could hear the music where you were sitting. There's no volume for thought then. Picking Benjamin's thunder, but let's get back to Benjamin, what he wrote and posted on Facebook. Ben Watson, apparently a really good football player, godly man, taking a look at this from a day, and not a, you know, pounding God home, but he's talking about all the hate that goes back and forth. It's on both sides. He goes on to say, he says, you know, all we do is push things and make fun of the other side to support our own agendas. We encourage a lifestyle of relativism, free expression, and capricious standard of morality that is based on whims rather than reality. We condone and sometimes celebrate violence. We abuse it in its various forms. While justice demands that this young man in Parkland, Florida, be held accountable for the heinous plan he carried out of his own hands, we have to have the courage to take an honest assessment of our culture. I agree. What are we doing to these kids? I don't mean the right and the left. What are we doing to these kids? What are we giving them? What are we training them up for? Are we training them up? When your kids can't push through daily issues, we're not training them up. We've done them a disservice. said, I pray for the comfort, strength, and healing, and justice, and peace, and what has proven to be an increasingly reoccurring saga. These acts of violence indicate the criminal as well as the society he emerged from. While we must address the individual incident, the perpetrator, and the circumstances, we must have the willingness to look at. He's right. We have to look at the contributing factors. There were all kinds of stuff that lent itself to this happening. Yeah, we have to look at firearm legislation. We have to look at security, parenting, family rights, relativism, morality, media, conflict, violence, and the wicked human heart. All of this is at play, he says. He goes on to say, I mourn for the Parkland community and all those directly impacted by these actions of evil. In truth, we're all affected by these events. And he's right, we are. See, I look at it, my heart bleeds for all those people, you know, all those people that that are affected by this. But all those people that are looking and going, what have we done to our kids to allow them to even believe or think that this is okay? You know what I'm saying? Go to the phones. Mike from New York joins us. Mike, thanks for calling the show. Mike? Are you there? Mike hung up. Poor guy. Come on, Mike. I don't yell at anybody while they're on the air with me. I'm pretty nice about it. Anyway, so I go back to what I was saying before the caller hung up. Here's the deal. When you decide to sit down, when we decide to truly take a stance on what we're teaching our kids, what we're filling our kids with. You know, I love these parents who talk about, you know, they're teaching their kids love and respect. They're teaching their kids, you know, how to love everybody. Well, you know what? That doesn't work. You don't love everybody. Right? I mean, you can't just love everybody. Sometimes you've got to work at even liking somebody. Here, let's see. I think that's Mike calling back now. Hey, Mike, you're on. Thanks for calling. All right. Mike, I don't know if I can grab that again if you call it. We're up against it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. We're going to talk more about, I'm on this roll because I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of hearing about how the left is so much more compassionate than we are. You know, I see somebody's posts on Facebook and other places and on Twitter, right? And they don't say anything about it, which means that they agree with it. We had a newscaster who actually made the statement, she wants to know again why abortion was bad or worse than adoption, because this young fella was adopted. And maybe if he was aborted, there wouldn't be 17 more dead people. How's this one? Maybe somewhere those millions and millions and millions of abortions that had taken place in this country was the person that was going to find a cure for cancer. Was the person that could truly bring on peace in some situations. Was the person that could cure scoliosis. I don't know. I mean, pick a myriad of diseases, and you will never know because millions of babies have been killed. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Talk on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.